Democratic State Representative Kathleen Clyde says new abortion and family planning laws set to go into effect never got the formal hearing they deserved.
No hearings were held on these anti-woman measures. This is the first time women's health experts and advocates will be able to weigh in on some of the harmful implications.
So Clyde and a handful of Democrats sat and listened in a state house hearing room as doctors, lawyers, and others testified. But one group that championed these new laws did not testify. Mike Gonadakis is president of Ohio Right to Life.
Well, we think it's the height of hypocrisy. We had state house pro-choice Democrats today holding a public hearing in a public building, and they refused to let Ohio Right to Life testify on the bill, which they claimed that they wanted to have hearings to vet all sides on an issue. Yet when we showed up, they confiscated our documents and they barred us from speaking at the event. So was this a publicity stunt? I don't know, but they banned us from speaking.
But the Democrats say they're the ones who've been prevented from speaking out on the issue. Clyde says this testimony was supposed to be shown on the Ohio Channel, the government television channel that televises many of the press conferences. And the Democrats blame Republicans for trying to silence the message once again.
Apparently, it was the House Republicans ordering the Ohio Channel to abandon the public coverage of the event, and that's the information that I've received, and the cameras were there, and then as we were starting our hearing, they were yanked out.
But Mike Ditto of the Ohio House Republicans says Clyde and Democrats are lying. He says it was government television officials who decided to pull the cameras.
So it was determined by them to be a committee hearing and not a press conference. They made the decision to pull the cameras, and we believe rightly so. Now, if the Democrats were holding a typical press conference, there would have been absolutely no problem with what they were doing today, but that did not appear to be the case.
So I asked Dan Schellenberger, the head of Ohio Government Telecommunications, if he made the decision to pull the cameras, and he responded this way.
The legislature sets the rules. They're determined by the programming committee, and we have to follow those rules.
Were you following the rules of the legislature in this case?
The rules say that we can't cover official meetings, committee hearings, and such, and this was advertised as a hearing.
But Democrats say it was clear this was not an official hearing, but was instead an opportunity to allow voices to be heard that weren't heard before when the legislature was in session. While the Democrats in a news release referred to the event as a hearing, there wasn't a formal notification from the House clerk, as there is with official hearings. There was a plaque outside the door describing the event inside the room. It had two words written on it, press conference. Joel Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.